Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come out and vote. I mean, the conservatives, to prevent the House from becoming Democrats, because their main agenda is to get rid of our great president, Donald Trump.
KNSS, Stephen, 10 in the morning, 8:45 here on a Thursday morning, June 14th, Flag Day. Now, three big things.
Three.
Two gamers plead not guilty in fatal swatting incident in Wichita.
Two
men dead after two semi-trucks collide in Pratt County in western Kansas. Wichita woman dead after a pickup and semi-crash in Marion County. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Still got some slow traffic right now over in the road construction. Kellogg eastbound right around I-235, so watch for that one. The gasoline prices here in Wichita, seeing $2.69 a gallon, but one of the traffic checkers did call in, spotted $2.67 near Harry and Oliver, so we could see prices continuing to dwindle just a little bit. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high of 98 degrees. Yesterday's high was 95. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 72. Then Friday, sunny, breezy, and hot again with a high of 98. So today, we're just going to repeat it tomorrow. So it'll be less confusing, okay? Partly cloudy now. South wind at 12 miles per hour and 78 degrees. 8:46 now. Steve and Ted in the morning, and coming up on the Glenn Beck program in the 9 o'clock hour this morning, Ted. We're going to talk about Ted Cruz weighing in on that North Korean summit.
There you go. That'll be good.
Going to talk about the bubonic plague maybe making a comeback.
What?
And MSNBC panelist says conservative Christians have sold out for Trump. That's what's going to be on the Glenn Beck program coming up here at 9 o'clock this morning. Right here on KNSS. Earlier, we talked about this proposed high-speed train route for Chicago that's being proposed by Tesla CEO Elon Musk. The Boring Company, which he founded, has been selected to build this high-speed underground transportation system.
Underground. Whoa.
It'll whisk passengers from downtown Chicago to O'Hare International Airport in mere minutes. Now, you're talking about building a tunnel.
And that Boring Company is the maker of the Not a Flamethrower.
Not a Flamethrower. Okay. So you're talking about digging and construction that'll go on for years and create hundreds of jobs. Each electric vehicle in the proposed tunnel system will carry 8 to 16 people, travel at speeds of 125 to 150 miles per hour, the company says on its website. The Boring Company said it will fund the project in its entirety, and it plans to collect ticket and advertising revenue. Announcing the agreement Wednesday night, Adam Collins, spokesman for Mayor Rahm Emanuel, said the journey will take approximately 12 minutes. That compares to the roughly 40 minutes it currently takes to make it from O'Hare to the city via the Chicago Transportation Authority's Blue Line train.
Right, yeah.
The alternative by road can take even longer.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, more information. The estimated fare will be $20 to $25 per ride.
Oh!
Which is significantly less than a taxi ride.
Cheaper than taking a cab, yeah.
And a Blue Line ticket from O'Hare costs $5. So if you're really in a hurry, this will be the way to go. Again, if this thing flies, it'll be creating construction jobs for years. I'm sure that's one of the things they're looking
at. Heck yes.
So O'Hare,
of course, you know, having Boston tried to do the big dig, and that
didn't work.
Just turned into a multi-year boondoggle.
Yeah, and we haven't even tried to build a tunnel here in Wichita, and it's taken a long time, right? Steve and Ted poll question now on our webpage, knssradio.com. Father's Day is June 17th. How will you celebrate? Take Dad out for a meal, 8%. Fire up the grill, 8%. A nice card got 23%, and simple quality time together, still the leader, with 62%. Father's Day coming up.
I'm surprised that Fire Up the Grill didn't get more juice in that poll.
I would think. Father's Day, June 17th, and the Steve and Ted poll question is on our webpage, knssradio.com.
Then again, on Fire Up the Grill, aren't the dads the ones usually doing a lot of the work when you're grilling out? So
maybe that's it.
Maybe it's giving them a break.
Maybe the younger generation doesn't know how to fire up the grill.
Could be.
In my case, my son does a real good job. He grills almost every night. Scott does. Almost every night.
He's a good man.
And my son-in-law does as well. They do a lot of grilling, so. Portugal has a low-tech way of beating wildfires. You heard about these wildfires that are going on in Colorado and Utah. With a hot, dry summer approaching there in Portugal, they're sending in the goats. The government is hiring dozens of goat herds nationwide to guard against a repeat of last year's catastrophic fires, which killed 106 people in Portugal.
Ooh.
More than 200 brown and white goats will be slowly munching their way through the thick undergrowth that covers the hills of southern Portugal. The hope is that they'll clean up the underbrush in as much woodland as possible before temperatures rise and Portugal's rugged hills become a tinderbox.
Hmm.
The goats are going to eat
it. There's a low-tech solution.
Very low-tech.
If that works, yeah.
All right, 8:50 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Are they going to do that out in Colorado?
I probably should see them
introducing goats.
They've got mountain goats out there. Oh, they get really wild mountain goats in Colorado. Local university names a new dean. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Newman University, a new dean of students. Christine Schneikert-Luby will take over that role August 1st. She was chosen from a pool of about 50 applicants. She was at University of Indiana for a year and at Wichita State University for 23 years before that. She takes the dean of students job after the departure of Levi Esses, who moved to Kansas State University. Executive Air Shares opened a new operating base in Denver. CEO John Owen says the company's been doing a lot of business in Denver, so it makes sense to open an operation there. Executive Air Shares is a fractional aircraft company founded in Wichita, now based in Lenexa in suburban Kansas City, has 8 bases of operation in the central United States. And the Sedgwick County Commission's approved funding for the Kansas Aviation Museum. Museum asked for $50,000 to help restore the B-52 aircraft that sits outside the museum. It's being damaged by the elements. Commissioners Dave Unruh and Richard Ranzau voted against the request. They felt there were more pressing needs for county money. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Do you think that the Kansas Aviation Museum has ever gotten everything it needed to really become a first-class museum? What are your feelings about that?
Well, I love the idea of a museum. I mean, this is the place for an aviation museum, the air capital of the world. But it seems like there hasn't been a ton of funding for it. And it, as everybody will tell you, it takes money to really make a first-class museum. I think they do a great job with what they have, but it sure would be nice to really have a world-class aviation museum.
And they have over the years, made do. Now, the building itself, of course, is the original terminal that was out there. And at one time, where would you say, 31st and what, Ted? George Washington Boulevard, right?
So
that was the original air terminal here in Wichita. And
right.
it's got classic architecture in there from the 30s. And at one time, that was like a major hub in air travel in the United States. Right here in the middle.
Stars landed there. And the big stars landed. Lindbergh,
yeah. So anyway, it's... if you've never been there, it is still a good place to go and visit. And,
sure is. But yes. Like Bill pointed out, though, to have a first-class museum, it's a major undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It takes a lot.
Yep.
Okay, today is Army birthday. Now, we're talking about air service. How about Army celebrating? The Army was created in 1775 before there even was the United States of America. Of course, at that time, you had volunteers, you had militia coming together to fight who? The number one military power in the world, the British.
Great Britain, yeah.
Whoa. What was wrong with those guys? Didn't they know that they were taking on the Brits?
Yeah, and maybe they didn't know they couldn't win.
Well, and the British, also, from my reading of history, help me out, Ted, because you've read too. The Revolutionary War, the Brits had this gigantic navy. And the navy, I think they may have tried to rely a little bit too much on their naval power. And the U.S. was here. We didn't line up like in nice little rows for people to shoot us. We kind of played by our own rules. Had to. Guerrilla warfare created there by the Americans. But the Continental, 48,000, there were never more than 48,000 Continental soldiers at one time. Today, you've got over 1 million active duty Amazing. Service members. You got 800,000 in the National Guard, and the Army is going strong. So,
go Army.
So, thank you.
Beat Navy.
So, today, we celebrate National Army
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, celebrate the Army.
Yeah. All right.
The Black Knights of the Hudson.
All right. So, I ran that up the flagpole, and two guys saluted there, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're about to play
Big
Taps.
Big Red One up in Fort Riley.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Army. About to play Taps. By the way, my son at one time was stationed at Fort Hood in Texas, the biggest military base in the world.
Yep.
Have you ever been there?
Never have.
They have three exits off the interstate to Fort Hood.
Big complex.
Wow. Yep. All right.
Big Army city Day. Unto itself.
Yep. Yeah. All right, thanks, guys. KNSS News coming up at 9 o'clock. Two video gamers plead not guilty in Wichita fatal swatting incident. That story and more news at 9. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.